The guy on the phone for a second date update today says the girl that he met and the girl that he wants to call bonded over an instrument. Probably the sexiest instrument known to man. The banjo.
Oh.
That's right.
Hey.
He says that's how he struck up a conversation with the girl that he wants to call today. I guess they are big fans of the banjo.
And when you said sexy, I was immediately thinking bagpipes. So
really?
Thank you for clarifying for me.
Those are probably the top two sexy instruments. But this time it involves banjos. So Sean, how does one bond over a banjo? What happened?
I was at a show with a band. They had a banjo player, and I was really digging the guy. And at one point I said out loud, "Oh my God, this guy's so good." And there was a girl next to me. I wasn't there with her. I hadn't talked to her. But she heard me, and she just turned to me and said, "Oh, my God, yeah, I love this guy."
Yeah,
and then that's how it happened.
And who doesn't think a good banjo player is impressive?
It is
always impressive, yeah. But never like, "Man, this banjo's making me horny." Anybody else? "Over here, sir. It's making me feel it, too." Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. She got all hot and bothered.
I bet.
No.
So tell us more about the evening. What was her name?
Juliana.
Juliana. All right.
Ooh.
So we ended up talking a little bit. Of course, you can't really talk too much during the show. And I was there with some friends. She was there with some friends of hers. But we both just kind of ditched them.
Nice.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Ballsy on her part to just ditch her friends and go with random banjo lover.
Well, you know, how often do you find a fellow banjo lover?
Yeah.
So afterwards, we ended up going to a bar nearby.
Cool.
And how was that?
It was great. You know, we hung out, had a drink. We were just talking and chatting and laughing a lot. And in fact, we were both surprised when after, I don't know, a little while, 20 minutes or so, the bartender actually asked how long we had been dating.
Oh, whoa. So your chemistry was that good that it seemed like you guys were a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we laughed and were like, well, I guess if this counts as a date, we've been dating for about an hour now.
That's awesome.
Sweet. Did she like that answer? Did she seem okay with it being called a date?
She was cool with it. You know, it was kind of awkward for both of us. But since it wasn't either of us that caused the awkwardness, we both just kind of laughed it off. And she seemed fine with it.
And this was your actual date, right? You didn't go out with her?
No, we just met and kind of decided to hang out for a minute.
Okay, and how long was your guys' hangout that night?
Well, we were there for maybe half an hour or so, and then I did something stupid. I spilled my drink on myself.
Oh.
You know, as we're laughing and talking and having a good time.
Okay.
It's okay. We all have spasms like that when we laugh. So was the date over then when you dumped your drink on yourself?
No, because she mentioned that she lived close by there. And I said, you know, I really wanted to hang out with her more, but not like covered in this sticky alcohol. I said, look, I don't want to be forward. I'm not trying anything. But would you mind if we went back to your place and I could kind of clean myself up a little bit?
Oh, my God. How big of a drink were you drinking?
It's a whole pitcher.
I mean, I've spilled a lot of drinks on myself and just been fine with it.
Well, it was red wine. You know, you don't want to let it sit for too long.
Okay.
So was your idea to go back to her place and then take your shirt off?
Yeah, exactly.
And sit there and talk to her without a shirt on?
Or maybe borrow one of her frocks?
I was thinking just like go and, you know, wash it off in the sink and then put it back on again, let it be damp. And
okay.
I'll be honest, I didn't really think it through that far, all right?
You were totally just using it as an excuse to go back to her place.
That would have been nice. I wasn't, though. I really did want to sit there in a wine-stained shirt.
Did you guys go back to her place or was she like, nah, that's good, we'll go out a different time?
No, she was fine with it. So
oh.
We did. We went back to her place, and you know, I cleaned myself up as best I could. And she said, hey, do you want another drink? So we ended up hanging out at her place and having a couple drinks.
And then, oops, I spilled one on my pants now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Didn't see that one coming.
See, now I wish I had had that level of forethought and tried that, but I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. So you guys just hung out and talked for a while?
Yeah, and I'd had enough to drink by that point. I didn't really feel comfortable driving home, so I ended up crashing on her couch.
Okay.
But she was in her bed, I was in the couch. No funny business, everything was cool. But we'd had a really good time.
So what was it like in the morning? Did she wake you up?
Well, I woke up before she did, and I didn't want to wake her up. I wanted to let her sleep, you know, as long as I could. So I left, thinking that that was the considerate thing to do.
Was there a note left behind or anything?
Yeah, I left her a little note, said, hey, didn't want to wake you, had a great time, hope we can hang out again. And I haven't heard back from her since then.
Okay, so what do you think might have gone wrong?
either she just wasn't having as good a time as I thought she was, or maybe she thought it was rude or something that I left without saying goodbye, even though I was trying to be, you know, as considerate as I could. So I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hang on.